2. Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We should be down in Tampa. I probably would have gained some weight by now and probably would have coughed on a cigar I didn't want out on a ledge. Probably would have been about 70 or 80 conversations into this. But instead, we're doing it virtually. It's a Radio Row. All of our coverage brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. Make sure you're checking out that fried chicken for Sunday. My wife and I putting together the menu here for all things Super Bowl. I know what's not on the menu. What's not on the menu for us in Tampa, what was on the menu 20 years ago, was this, a championship down there in Tampa. The folks in Kansas City have been shorted. Certainly the folks in Tampa haven't been shorted. They get to play in their own stadium, socially distanced, of course. I'm going to go out to one of my favorite cities, and I'm not just saying that because he's coming on. You can go back and check out the tapes. Even when they were kicking our butts with the Royals a couple of years ago and sweeping us out, I always loved me a trip to Kansas City. I guess I was a little, I did have a flight out to Kansas City, Tim Cowden, to visit with you 2 weeks ago. And then things happened and things got derailed and barbecue wasn't involved and it saved me some money from Jack's Stack and all the other places that I love to visit. A pleasure to have you on from Kansas City, where this isn't as much fun as last year either for you, right?
Oh, it's fun. Anytime you go to the Super Bowl and you can represent the city and the region that you love, just like you love Baltimore. I love your energy, man. Just hearing you. I wish I could hear you more. Maybe I'm going to figure out how to tap into you online.
Well, me and my buddies out there, Jeff Montgomery and those guys, and the guys that own sports radio out there, they've almost been like a sister station to us for 20 years because we had awful baseball teams, and then they like converged, and you guys had that parade where, you know, looked like the craziest thing I've ever seen. On the football side, the Mahomes thing's incredible. I guess more than anything, and tell us about your role and what you do. You've been doing this a long time. I have a lot of elected officials on. I have a lot of civic leaders on, and Downtown Baltimore Partnerships and different people that try to put a good spin on a town. And we're in Baltimore, where that's what Baltimore Positive is all about. We used to be about Camden Yards and Crab Case, and now some people don't think of us in the best light and the wire and whatnot. Your town is one of those places. Anytime I fly in, and the airport's way out there, I always meet incredible people in your town, and the fountains and driving around and the barbecue and all that. But I love your town, so it's easy for me to promote Kansas City, but I know that's what you do professionally.
You know, Nestor, I've got the best job in Kansas City because I get up every day and I get to go sell this amazing place to the world. So we're selling Kansas City at the Kansas City Area Development Council to companies and people that could be anywhere in the world, and we want them to move to Kansas City.
When I'm there, you know, obviously I'm East Coast and city, and we got, you know, bays and all of that. The flatness comes to me pretty quickly. But more than that, I think of sports, and my parents and I, in the summer of 1983, my parents never drove. We got on a bus. They asked me where I wanted to go. I said I wanted to see baseball. My mom always wanted to see. This is honest to God's truth. My mom died 3 years ago. She was 98. She always wanted to see the fountains in Kansas City in the stadium. My mom loved baseball. My baseball family. And we came out there and saw George Brett playing in the summer 1983. And I'll find the picture of my parents in the parking lot, sitting in front of where you're near, an Arrowhead. That doesn't look like the real Arrowhead to me. But there's something about Kansas City for history and jazz. Baseball, African-American baseball, and Negro baseball, and the Jazz Museum. But more than that, I know you're going to tell me, give me 5 things in Kansas City I've never done that I need to do if I come back to Kansas City. Because I'm giving you things I've already done. I need to discover some new stuff.
Hey, Nestor, you could sell Kansas City right now. You're doing it, man. I love that. You know, I know you're in Baltimore. You mentioned the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. I got to say that, man. Bob Kendrick, you need Bob on.
I've had Bob on. Bob and I have hung out. We're cool.
He's amazing what they're doing. But, you know, I take you down to the River Market. Have you been to the River Market? It's kind of our Fells Point in a way. You go down and you can find some really cool places to.
Now, hang on. Is that the bus depot?
No, not the bus depot.
No, the old bus depot. Is that because I'm going to Google map this? Because
you're talking about Union Station.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Because I had an incredible experience there last year.
Right. Union Station. That's where my office is. I take you to Union Station.
No. River Market is exactly where I was. There's like a terminals in the middle of it. You guys were having a tasting event there, and my wife and I stumbled into it. I walked into a market, and I made a friend in your market there. He sold spices. It was a Mediterranean family that had the Habashi house, perhaps. Does that sound
right?
You're
right on it. Absolutely.
So I was in the Habashi house, and I met the family that owned, the immigrant family that came to America. Their son was raised here. The best smelling room I've been in the United States of America at the Habashi house. They were having a tasting. I was down there. There was there was a Taste of Brazil down there that I went to. I had a little burrito at one point. We had a beautiful night down there.
Nestor, you are all over it. Absolutely.
They were playing jazz music in the square.
Yep, that's right. So that's a great place. We have a big farmer's market. You know, normal times, people are down there. It's really cool. Even today, as we get into the spring, but I take you there. There's, you know, we like Baltimore, man. When I go to Baltimore, I'd say, hey, Nestor, I'd love to get some crab cakes, some seafood, maybe some Old Bay seasoning, the whole bit. And you say, okay, we can do that. But you probably tell me, man, there's a lot of other places in Baltimore to eat because we're a foodie town. When you come to KC, you'd say, hey, man, I'd like some barbecue. And I love barbecue, but we have some great places to eat outside of barbecue, too.
I've eaten at all of them because I've been coming for a long time. I prefer Jack Stack, and I'm going to give another shout out in a minute. Maybe some Stroud's fried chicken or pork chop. That, but listen, last year we were all set up to go to some new places and see some new things. And this is a true story. Ravens scout Joe Ortiz, who, you know, I've known him forever. He's sort of the number two, the guy people don't talk about around there, but he does a lot. College draft. He saw me in the Ravens Hotel. We were staying over in Crown Plaza, right near where all that beautiful red and your yellow was swashed on the buildings. And he said, you're going to go to Garazzo's and you're going to order the spadini. So after the game, we went down to Garazzo's and we ordered the spadini. I'd never had a spadini in my life. When I walked in and Sinatra was on the wall, I said, you know what? This is going to work out okay. So I get brought into new places here, Tim, and I check out new stuff when I'm in Kansas City, but I've been going for so long. I guess that's why I'm asking you I need more places. I haven't been into any of your museums. I've never done that because whenever I've been there, quite frankly, the weather's been beautiful and I've just driven around and checked out different places and, you know, going down Overland Park. I've stayed in all sorts of places in Kansas City. I make a point to try to stay in other places.
Well, I tell you, you definitely know your way around. You know, the Plaza, I'm sure you spent a lot of time.
Country Club Plaza. I've stayed there many times. I ate George Brett's place back in the day.
That's right. You might as well be in Seville, man. Your listeners in Baltimore, if you've not been to Kansas City, it's going to surprise you. That's the thing. When we bring people in that have not been to KC before, they have an expectation. They think, okay, it's Kansas City. It's going to be, you mentioned, kind of flat, but you know, we've got a lot of hills here. They get here and they go, man, this is an amazingly beautiful place. It's green. It's rolling. It's very cosmopolitan. And that's what I love about it, because we call it the epiphany of the visit. Somebody comes and says, man, I had no idea. I thought you were all just barbecue. And we love our barbecue, but there's so many other great places to eat. Mike Garazzo is a good friend of mine. And that is an amazing place, like your Little Italy. I love going to Baltimore, walking down to Fells Point, through Little Italy. I've done it many times. There's a lot of similarities between KC and Baltimore because our people are real. We're not.
Well, you love sports too, man. You know, the tailgate, the sports sort of binds all this together. And being a baseball and football town, which is what we've been all this time. Basketball kind of came on a long time ago. Hockey might have come, didn't come. But you are a two pro sports town with legends like Len Dawson and George Brett. I mean, and we talked a lot about this. We were playing in the playoffs a couple years ago because I have so many friends out there that have seen all this happen over the course of the last 40 years with how sports and parades bring a city together.
Oh yeah. You know, not just a city, but a region. And we call it here Chiefs Kingdom. I don't know if it's Ravens Nation there or what have you, but Chiefs Kingdom, which really stretches now, it's gotten really big because we're such a great team and people love the Chiefs and love Mahomes. But in this Midwestern area, man, the Chiefs are it. And now that the Rams have moved on from St. Louis back west, you know, this is really it from here to Denver, back, you know, east to Tennessee, down to Dallas. So we have a tremendous following and people love the Chiefs. They love the Royals. We've got a wonderful Major League Soccer franchise. And this is a big college sports town. You know, KU just down the road, 30 miles. So there's a lot of
Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk, Mizzou. I got kids at Mizzou, K-State, KU. So it is an amazing place for sports. But again, like you in Baltimore and the people in Baltimore, you're real. You're real. And we're real here. And it's not transactional like these places that, you know, people move in and out of all the time. They really don't know what team they're supporting. They're from somewhere else. People here, man, are all about it. Look at that.
I found my parents. So, you know, this is a Facebook post from 2014 on my birthday. I said, every time I come to Kansas City, this is a picture of my mom and my pop in 1983. My dad's carrying a duffel bag. We took a bus. We stayed at the Holiday Inn down at Crown Center. I've often gone back down there, and my parents never drove. We took a bus. Like, they never heard of taking a bus to the ball game in Kansas City. Like, people were laughing at us in the summer of 83. But we made our way out there to George Brett, and I'd always wanted to go to a game at Arrowhead, and even the Chiefs stunk back then. Then they got Montana, and, you know, we don't talk about the Dawson thing, the Lynn Elliott thing very much, but I would say for you, this has been a real incredible couple of years, right? First, the Royals get it. You have that incredible parade that came at our expense. But then the Chiefs last year, I was down in Miami for all of that. Mahomes has been amazing, right? I mean, right to the story of the champagne and the liquor store, which it's going to be the next liquor store I visit. It's almost like sort of a tourist destination the next time I come. But the Mahomes story and what this represents for you, and sort of the disappointment of the fact that your whole city can't just pack up and go down to Tampa this weekend. There's going to be more of a home celebration this year than maybe there was last year, right?
There's going to be thousands and thousands of home celebrations across the Chiefs Kingdom. And yeah, we'd love to be out and about, but we're going to be enjoying this. And, you know, the Chiefs have given us and really the country a lot of joy and hope this year through COVID, particularly in Chiefs Kingdom. So we're watching the Chiefs, and you think of a young guy like Mahomes. And going back, you know, when the Chiefs selected him in 2016, I guess the 10th pick of the draft, right? And then within, what, 3-4 years, he signs his extension, and he signed a 10-year deal. Now, I know he got a lot of money to do that, but in a sense, we picked Mahomes, and he returned the favor, and he picked Kansas City. You don't hear these 10-year deals. He loves KC. He's all about KC, and I think that tells everyone from outside the market, man, he could have hung out and said, I want to get a go someplace else, sign, you know, in a bigger market for all the endorsements. He said, no, man, I'm Kansas City.
Who's more Kansas City than that right there, right? That's me and my wife on a Give a Spit tour.
With the Kaufmans?
Oh, yeah, man. I pulled up, you know, all my pictures of Kansas City over the years. And, you know, there's there where, you know, things didn't turn out so well on the backside of that. But, you know, it rained, you know, we did not conquer. You know, there I am with Monty on Fox Sports inside the stadium there trying to have some fun and stir up some charitable work. There's a cancer survivor that covered baseball, Dale Cagle, for about 1 billion years there, like a real legend. George Brett was my all-time favorite baseball player. My dad had a Royals hat with a little Jayhawk bird on it that he bought, I think, on that trip when we were out there. But all these years later, you know, I think the most, when I put Kansas City into my Facebook barbecue shows up, I'm in front of Oklahoma Joe's. The place that I discovered the last time, and this is a newer place, Q39. I got to give them a shout out right now because I stay in Westport when I come in usually, honestly.
Q39 is the bomb. I think we've got 165 barbecue restaurants across the region on the Kansas side, Missouri, in town, out in the country, anywhere. I mean, it depends on what you want. So if I want chicken, I go to Rosedale's. I love Jack Stack for the burn-ins. On Sunday, we'll be at Joe's Kansas City. So it's everything. It's just like all the seafood places you have. You want hard shell crab, soft shell crab, blues, whatever. You can take me anywhere in Baltimore, and I can take you anywhere here and give you a much newer and refreshed experience with your food.
Next time we get together in any sporting event, and listen, I have a feeling we're going to get together. The Lamar, Patrick, Mahomes thing, that the next meaningful time. There's the Spadini we ordered. I'm finding these pictures, and I'm going back. And when it says Kansas City, what winds up happening is, like, I'm eating some brontosaurus rib from Jack Stack in front of the, here, this is my wife eating literally Jack Stack brontosaurus stuff in the parking lot at the Negro Baseball Hall of Fame, out on the back, looking out over like the freeway there, because we had to do it. By the way, get the cheesy corn. Don't sleep on the cheesy corn, and get the onion rings, Tim. All right?
Oh, without a doubt, man, cheesy corn is it. When I go to Jack Stack, it's all about cheesy corn.
All right. So for Kansas City and for commerce and for what you do, give me a little overview on what else, business, because we are so much about luring business to Maryland and it's so important. And I know it's what your mayor and your governor, and I do a lot on politics here. Been some wacky things coming out of Missouri lately, I got to be honest with you, politically. And I was a little disappointed to see some of my people tied to insurrection down in Springfield, some friends of mine. So there's a little shout down to them. But I would say this for everyone in the country, the insurrection's been one thing, but the masks, the vaccines, what's going on in your community, it's really, really important that we have good government here lately. And I think trying to lure, keep business, keep people employed, keep people out but in, safe, right? I mean, this has been a challenge for everyone, especially people in your industry that are trying to get people like me on a plane to come out to do all the awesome stuff that clearly we've been doing for about four decades in Kansas City.
Right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity again to be on your show and talk about Kansas City. We have a vibrant economy. We are attracting companies here from all over the country. Urban Outfitters, for example, which is not too far from you up in Philadelphia. They're putting in a significant e-commerce fulfillment facility here in Kansas City. Just started construction on a major deal there, several hundred million dollars worth of investment. We're creating a tremendous amount of tech jobs. One in 10 jobs in Kansas City now is tied to a tech company. We're creating more tech jobs than tech centers that you would think about in North Carolina or Denver and other places across the country. So the great thing about Kansas City, it's a very diverse economy, and we're able to bring a number of different types of jobs and people here. We created a whole initiative around attracting talents called our Casey Heartland Initiative. So we want people to come here. We want them to bring their ideas. We want them to create a life, their business in Kansas City. Cities are either rising or they're falling. Just like people, man.
That's true. That's the premise of Baltimore Positive, literally. Right. I talked about that yesterday.
You're going to grow or you're not, right? You're going to fall back or you're going to grow. Kansas City's rising. And the Chiefs are emblematic of what we're seeing in Kansas City with our economy, people moving here. Even just since the start of the pandemic, Nestor, we're in the top five in terms of net immigration, people moving to Kansas City for remote work. We're always at the top of the list for the best places in the country for remote work. So there's a lot of positives here. And I would encourage anyone in your listening audience, next time you're in Kansas City, to look me up. Go to Kansas City Area Development Council. Go to kc.org. Find out about us and let me and let our team help you navigate an amazing place.
Now, look, I wouldn't do this for Pittsburgh. I wouldn't do it for – I might do it for Cleveland because I like those people. I've even made nice with the Indianapolis people, and that's hard for a guy like me to do, Tim, you know, in Baltimore, right? But I appreciate you coming on. I'm going to leave you with this because I was looking at all these pictures because you've given me a fun little Kansas City travelogue. And the center for the Buccaneers is a buddy of mine, Ryan Jensen, who played for the Ravens. So I'm sort of rooting for the Bucs, and I feel like you got yours last year. You took our blood 5 years ago in baseball. But I took this picture back in 2011, and I thought, you know what, given your background and where you're sitting and where I was sitting up in the press box on that day, by the way, the Ravens beat the Chiefs that day, but I figured there's your go Chiefs. Does that feel good?
It feels good. I was there, and you know what, I'm a Oklahoma Sooner, so I really do like the Ravens. The Baltimore Sooners, you've got a lot of OU Sooners on your team there, and you've got a great quarterback, an MVP like ours, and you all aren't going anywhere. You'll be.
Well, I see that little corner of the end zone over the KC Hart on the video, and I hope that it's Mark Andrews of Oklahoma who catches the backbreaker there in the AFC Championship game at some point over the next couple of years. So I'm gonna bring this back. I'm gonna roll back the tape when that happens about your love for Mark Andrews. We'll see how much you love him when he breaks.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come at our expense. But you guys, you'll be there, I'm sure.
Hey, I appreciate you. Tim Cowden joining us from Kansas City. Do I say Missouri or do I say Kansas, or do I offend anybody there? Because last I checked, the last president of the United States wasn't really sure.
You know what? It's KC because it's everything, man. KC is Missouri. It's Kansas. It's the whole region.
Tim, listen, the more time I spend like sucking up the guys like you, when it all falls apart for me here, I at least have another place I can come. You know what I mean? Like that I can enjoy myself. I do love Kansas City. Peace to your people out there. Give some love to everybody. I've dropped a lot of names. They're all real. They're all really good. And the only reason I dropped them, if I didn't drop their name, it's because I didn't like the barbecue. How about that?
Hey, Nestor, brother, I appreciate you. And anytime you want to go to work out here, you let me know. All right?
Wow, man. Can I get an internship?
Internship. Absolutely. Love it.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. Tim Cowan joining us from Kansas City. You know, I used to prefer the Missouri side, but then I saw the senator. But hey, we're fixing America. We're raising it up. One day I'll be able to like get a shot, take a mask off and get back on a plane and land out there at MCI and drive in and see the old airport and go see my friends at the Spice. I'm going to buy spices. I'm going to have to ship. I'll make the whole plane stink the next time I go out.
Hey, Nestor, we got a new airport coming, a whole new terminal that'll be ready for you in 2023.
No. I like yours. It's so inefficient and it's so old school that you can't stop it. Please. It's the only airport in the world like it.
Two more years. You can enjoy it.
I love your airport. Please don't do anything about it.
We're doing something about it. You're going to love the new one. I promise.
Dude, they fixed Denver and they put the airport in Wyoming.
Denver's airport sucks, man. You're going to love this.
They need to fix San Diego, but that's another travel story. Appreciate you, Tim. Thanks for coming on.
Nestor, thank you, sir.
We are WNST.net. It's sort of virtual Radio Row. It's sort of like being at Arrowhead, or it's not like being in Tampa under the stars, but we're making the most of it. We are WNST.net, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Kansas City, Tampa, and some Baltimore sports.